I'll tell you a quick impression. If you ever want to imitate the sound of a Harley, you ready? You just say it really fast if you can do it. Potato, 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 potato. How do you like that?
That's good.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You have talents that we don't know about, don't you?
And I probably should keep quiet about it, shouldn't I?
Exactly. All right.
It is Ben Tendonitis Sheets.
Tendonitis. Just call me Tendonitis. Like my mom says, you know, rub it and go out there.
I think a lot of women would like to say that to you.
What you do before you go out there is your business.
The $6 million man and the $6 million woman did date for a short period of time.
Yeah. Why didn't they have the $6 million baby? Oh, no. Boy.
No.
Now I'm picturing bionic. La, la, la.
Yeah,
what does that look like?
It was very fast, but yet slow motion at the same time.
Brad Hicks. From Fox 6 News on the phone with us. Brad, what's this I hear about, how should I put this delicately, naked chicks on the news, Brad?
Yeah, on Wednesday night after...
Wednesday night. Hang on, I'm writing this down. Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, naked chicks on Fox 6 News. I don't know if the other TV stations in Milwaukee would do this, but we're Fox, so we don't really have any rules. And...
Hey, everybody, buy a farm, get a truck. Not only did we have a sense of humor about your procedure yesterday.
Had a colonoscopy.
But it's nice to know that our listeners also have a sense of humor about your procedure yesterday and sent us this song.
We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Wow, this is a big thrill. From Trading Places to the Coneheads to the Vegematic.
Television and movie star, Mr. Dan Aykroyd.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling. You're talking to Milwaukee.
I know, I'm pining for my Harley. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, you do not need a therapist at all, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, if you're the owner of a fine Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
I would totally agree. We did our, of course, big drive yesterday, a fundraiser and food drive for the Milwaukee Rescue Mission. There we go. Here's our grand total. We wrapped things up yesterday. $25,535 for the Milwaukee Rescue Mission. Now, what this translates into, and this is the important thing, 13,609 meals.
Wow.
Wow. That is a lot of folks that are going to come through the doors that are going to get something good to eat, place to stay, and a chance to rebuild their lives. Guitar legend, Gary Hoey.
Yes.
Have you heard Eddie Van Halen's doing, he's working on tracks for porn movies now.
Oh, good for him.
Really?
I'm so happy for Eddie. Eddie, God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's my first track.
Hey, did you order a pizza?
I love Summerfest, and I love crowds of people, and I love... You and I were standing there talking, Jeff Lynn, our program director, Dancing Kevin. We're all kind of in a... I was standing basically in the same exact spot for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a gentleman who's holding two beers... plows into me.
I miss that.
I'm not even there. But I'll give the guy credit. No spillage.
I was going to say, did he lose his beer?
Not a drop.
Did he offer you one?
No.
Okay.
The one and only Gilbert Gottfried. Good morning, Gilbert.
Yes, hi.
Is there anything, Gilbert, that you need to apologize for, like Michael Richards? Anything you need to want to get off your chest?
Yes. This show, number one. Yes, other than that, I'm proud of everything.
It's apologizing for being on our show. Geez, thanks, Gilbert.
Yes, your show is the only thing I've ever done in my career that I'm ashamed of.
Thank you.
Other than that, I've been proud of everything.
I'm blessing everybody right now in Milwaukee to come to Disney World and come join me on Expedition Everest because I'm recruiting Sherpa guides. I don't know if you know that.
So I did not know that.
Because there's going to be so many people here. If you guys want to freelance as a Sherpa, I can use you.
How about you just get us on a darn ride?
I know. This is the guy we should be. This is the guy we should have had on Monday.
Let's get on the roller coaster.
I know people. I can get you there.
All right.
I can take you there. Hello. I'm a Sherpa.
Well, let's get on that.
Henry Winkler. Hey, Henry.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't this exciting for me?
Whatever.
No, it's not.
I woke up this morning. I'd never thought I would get a chance to talk to you both.
Your annual exam.
Why do you guys keep bringing that up? I'm good with it. I'm okay.
I know. It's just funny to think and talk about turn your head and cough.
But I'm also not looking forward to the whole bend over thing.
Why, will you be walking funny yet on Monday? I mean, come on.
You just get kind of, when all is said and done and you're walking out of there, you just feel kind of squishy.
Yeah, the way you pick out a doctor when you get to a certain age is you look how long their fingers are.
All right, without further ado, let's officially introduce them. We have Joyce Garbasiak and Kathy Michaelby from Channel 12. We appreciate it more than you will know.
Well, that's sweet of you. Thanks.
Now, I was going to spring this on you off the air, but I'm thinking, well, since I got you on, you guys want to do news for us at 7 o'clock? Can you handle that?
Ooh.
What time is it now?
You got about 13 minutes to prepare. Which is more time than we take
in
the morning.
Give us a computer. We can get it done.
I think we can.
All right. Fair enough.
Doing that memorial tribute. I thought it was awesome. You guys did a great job.
All we did was open up the phones, and it was you guys that called in that really made it special. So.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys offered it, and people really came out and showed their appreciation for our servicemen and women. And like our servicemen and women, they rock, and so does the brew.
So my mom came out to visit this weekend.
Nice.
So mom has embraced the sunless tanning products. But mom seems to buy the cheaper. Mom seems to put on too many layers, and mom looked flat out orange this weekend.
And you can't tell her.
No. And mom, because she's 74, doesn't cover things evenly.
So she's a splotchy orange.
She was a splotchy orange with a couple of stripes thrown in the back of the legs.
Kurtwood Smith joined us. Red Foreman from That 70s Show. We're big fans.
Well, you might be. I might have to call you a dumbass.
We were hoping that you would call us a dumbass as often as you would like.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have people that come up to me in airports and say, call me a dumbass. Call me a dumbass. You know? I was thinking about charging for that.
Here we are live at Paintball Dave's for the Brew's Biggest Loser, our challenge, which is going to get underway with our teams at about 7 o'clock. But we thought we'd do a little target practice.
Would you hold this, please?
Certainly.
Did he hit anything?
Yeah, it's an accuracy through volume.
We'd like to officially now welcome you to the Lynch and Myers Lead Foot Club.
I don't like what you brought me into. Little Miss Sunshine, Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, Little Miss, oh, I can't believe you guys get tickets all the time. Got a speeding ticket yesterday.
You two need to slow down.
2 weeks ago, on my way to work, the cop let me off.
2 weeks ago, you got pulled over?
Oh, on my way to work.
You know, Joni and I, we get our token a couple times a year. We haven't had twice in 2 weeks. I've never had twice in 2 weeks, and neither has Joni.
Yeah, I have.
Shut up.